couple of players I'm comfortable talking about before Kelvin's able to get a release out. And I think Kelvin, what Kelvin's waiting for is that final goaltender position.
And going back to Baydoun, you look at his numbers and last year with like 2.22 goals against. I mean, is he somebody that got better and better as
he's a gamer. He's a battler in the net. So. He's probably 6 foot. You know, I've eyed him several times. Maybe 5'11", but he could be six. He could be 6 foot. So he's similar in stature to Devin, athletic like Devin. And right now I would probably say that his biggest MO is that I've seen him play great, which is what you want. And I've seen him fight the puck a little bit too. So the consistency now, where the question was, are you concerned? I'd be less concerned if Shane Hanna was still back there and if Cooper Watson was still – or Cliff Watson was still back there and if Matt Roy was still back there. That was a big thing that helped us a great deal because the number of scoring chances – I've talked to several people about this. The number of scoring chances that we gave up was astronomically low, the lowest I've ever seen. We were averaging – we probably averaged 8 or 9 against a game. And you want your goaltending to be, and we've talked about this one time during the year last year when you had me in, I'd like our guys to be 1 every 7 shots, 7.5 on scoring chances, goals against. So if you're allowing, you know, under 10, you're allowing 1 goal a game, you know, 1 to 2 goals on an off night. And that was really what our chances were against. If we can maintain that, I'll be very happy when the year starts. Especially when we open up against Wisconsin and Duluth, but that's more of a concern for me right now is making sure that we spend some good time with our defense early and get them so they can understand what we do because we do things a little bit different defensively.
Next question, Coach, is when might we know the time of the Wisconsin game, which is a Sunday game, the very first game this season, and the game dates and times for the Great Lakes Invitational? This is somebody who's hoping to book a flight and hotel arrangements and everything.
Yeah, I think those are probably available. I'm meeting with Suzanne tomorrow morning, and one of the things that we're talking about is the schedule. We got our composite schedule for the 18-19 year. It came out yesterday, and we have to talk about some things. But I have to really – I don't even know what our contract situation is right now because I think Mel handled all that. I don't know what our contract situation is right now with games. So, but I think the GLI stuff is already set, is already out. I would imagine that the Wisconsin time, the game time is already set as well.
It's not listed on any of the. But I would imagine.
Yeah,
somebody
well, I'll
knows.
Talk to. Yeah, I'll knows. Talk to Kelvin. I'll talk to Kelvin about it and see if he can put that up on Twitter and things like that and get it on our website.
Very good. Who does Coach Sean think are the best candidates right now, or are candidates for the top 6 forward group? Everybody always talks about those top 2 lines and how important they are.
It's a good question. I mean, you leave freshmen out of it right now. I mean, obviously with Stamen returning, Baltus returning, those guys are Dylan Stamen, his freshman year, we've talked about this before as well. He returned after his freshman year, he had 20 points 5-on-5, no power play time, 20 points 5-on-5. So going into his sophomore year where he broke his thumb in that early thing against Laurentian, that early exhibition game, he was our top returning 5-on-5 point producer with 20. That was more than Alex Patan because Alex had a lot of power play points. Broke his thumb, played the second half. We had a great second half of sophomore year. Then last year, you know, was out after the Michigan State series early, and we, you know, had a medical issue and was out for the rest of the year. So with him, he's an elite two-way centerman. That would be a top 6 guy. Baltus, obviously. Lucchini, obviously. Jake Jackson. Obviously, off the top of my head, you know, Smitty can play.
I was going to say, is Alex Smith the way he plays?
Smitty's a hockey player. Like, Smitty, what he needs to continue to improve is that explosive step. But he is great with the puck. He manages the puck well. He's a heavy guy. He's got a good body on him. You know, he plays strong. He's got a little bite to him. So, you know, you gotta like what we have if we can do the job with them, and that's not to disrespect any of the other guys, but those guys jump out at me off the top for special teams. They're Joel Lesperance, obviously, you know, he's a impact player in our league, a size strength guy. So There's several guys that jump out at you, but those guys I think would probably be renowned, you know, throughout the league if they were to vote on it. They would say I'd be their top six.
Now, this listener and fan goes on to saying that with his scoring touch, Gavin Gould makes sense to be up there too, possibly.
Yeah, and Gavin is working his tail off. You know, Gavin is a special guy for me because of the amount of time. You know, at Christmas last year, Mel asked me to take him kind of under my wing, and you know, when we were down in Ann Arbor for that week or whatever, in between the GLI and when we went to Notre Dame, and so Gavin and I started spending a lot of time together and started doing a lot of video together, and I just, on a personal side, couldn't be prouder of the way that, I mean, that the three goals he got against Mankato in that big deciding game was, you know, was absolutely tremendous, and the hat trick that he got. But he played great for us. He had an outstanding year. So, and I think he, I was talking to him yesterday in the weight room, and he has a chance. That kid has a chance to be a special college hockey player because he's creative, he's visionary, and the biggest thing that he did, and I say this over and over, is that he started letting his game do his talking for him. Like we talked about how he could be more impactful on the game, and he took that to heart, and we got guys with him and told them how Gavin could be more impactful on the game that could help them, and those guys bought into it, and he really had a great second half for us.
Next question is, Coach, with any coaching change, if there's recruiting kind of still going on from the past coach or the prior coach, is there any difficulties once the coaching change comes to fruition with recruits that were trying to decide if they were coming to Tech? Is there any situations like that where, all right, now Mel's gone, this was a Mel guy, and you touched on that last week a little bit. Has that come to play at all yet?
Well, what's more become a little bit of an issue is the guys that seem to be inclined to want to go to Michigan now. We lost Jack Becker. We have a couple other situations that emerged of and we're just waiting to see how they play out. So that's more of it. You know, it's gotten to be a deal now. When coaches change, and there's, I'm not throwing any darts, I'm not doing, but there's a thing now where that's a free pass to be able to say, I'd like to explore things over, you know, all of a sudden a player developed, when you get him, he really hadn't, you know, you really did a good job and he hadn't emerged. Now they feel, they have an advisor, all of them now, that's, you know, quasi agent, and well, we're just kind of looking, we'd like to explore things. We still are interested in Michigan Tech, even though they were committed to us verbally or NLI'd. But we just would like to, you know, we did it so early and things have changed, and you can tell I'm being somewhat sarcastic, but it's not just with us. It's with every time that there's a coaching change that you see that. So we've certainly seen some of that, and my philosophy is pretty simple. This is a special place. We want special people, and we want people that want to be here. And I guess that's pretty simple. And we'll give everything that we have. I think it's a great opportunity. We have great resources. We have a great fan base. We have everything that you could ask for to enjoy your college experience. And we have a great opportunity for a player to excel within our league and have a chance to play pro hockey, which we've had several guys sign early and things since I've been here and sign contracts. So, and have National Hockey League time. So, I think we have a great opportunity, but we want guys that want to be here. And it's changed. You know, it's hockey's changed. It used to be localized, and I know one of our questions will deal with that. But my biggest philosophy is I want guys that want to be here and want to be special. We want our guys. And I also want our guys, our new coaches, to be able to recruit some guys. Right. They have guys. I want them to be able to do their job and bring up some guys that we like.
Next question for Coach. What style of play changes might we expect to see with the new coaching staff?
Well, hopefully none. I like, you know, I love the way we play. It's my style of game. It's a style that I always coached. I want to tweak a few things on. I want to get a little bit better on the forecheck, a little bit more direct on the forecheck, which will give us more offensive zone time. But other than that, I don't want to change much. The biggest difference in the way we play and it's yet to be seen, is our ability to move the puck, because we had, you know, even we had the luxury last year of putting a tremendous defenseman, Chris Leibinger, at the forward position because we were so deep at D. I'd give my right arm right now to have Chris Leibinger back on defense with us because of how he can break the puck out of your zone, go the speed he had to go back and get it and cut the dots and be able to, you know, come up and use the whole ice both ways and